Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. This is our flagship Tuesday show. And I am super excited about my guest today. My guest is Dr. Dolores Fazzino, who is a nurse practitioner and has created a different business where she helps people create a relationship with themselves to the point where you become your own best friend. So we're going to be talking a lot about energy. We're going to be talking a lot about how we create the kind of life and relationship with ourselves that gives us the kind of life that we want. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much, Allison. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the invitation.
Thank you. Thank you. So I think I told my audience a little bit about you, but I know you and I were chatting before we hit record, and you were telling me a little bit about how you got into the work that you do, how you moved cross country. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, everybody's life is full of awe and wonder if you really look at it from that perspective. And it's unique to ourselves. So for me, I was born an empath, intuitive, and highly sensitive person. I'm a product of the 60s, so I've been around the block a little bit. And I was always very sensitive and intuitive. But however, I was raised in a family where we weren't allowed to feel. So that's kind of like a 180 degree thing. Here right. I am, we're sensitive and I can't feel. And it's just like, so my mom's MO for anything that was painful was ignore it, it'll go away. So when I used to say to her, well, mom, I'm trying to ignore it, but it's not going away. It's growing bigger. She really didn't know how to handle that. But for me, I knew I needed to channel my energy or my emotion into something else. So I really took to music and I excelled very well with it. In fact, I was on a pathway to become a concert clarinetist all the way up to my junior year in high school. And in tandem to my childhood, my dad had back surgery in the 1960s and picked up a hospital-acquired infection, which almost killed him. He was in the hospital for well over 2 months. He did recover from that. However, from 1970 to 1975, every time his immune system would get compromised, this whole sequela would reappear. He would get really deathly ill, be in the hospital, and we didn't know if he was going to die. It happened 4 times until 1975, when the CAT scanner came out and they were able to put my father in the CAT scanner to figure out what was going on with him. That was the first piece of modern technology for diagnostics. And they were able to determine that where his infections and his problems were stemming from was where he had his original surgery back in 1966. So for them, the physicians at the time, and you have to understand, this is the 1970s. We didn't have technology or anything, the meds or anything that we have today. And so their solution for my father's issue was they were going to have to do a spinal fusion, which in 1975 was in its neophyte stages of development that came with high risks, including paralysis, possible death. Maybe you'd get better, maybe not. My mom was at her wit's end by that point and started looking for other possibilities because she felt Western medicine really failed her. So of all places, and you have to understand, this is 1970s, no Google MD, no electronic whatever.
No internet, period.
Yeah, right. We had magazines. So we had the National Enquirer too. Remember that little rag?
Absolutely. Of course.
Well, of course. So my mom was all over an article that she found in the National Enquirer about a minister by the name of Reverend Alex Holmes from Carroll, Michigan. He was a Presbyterian minister and had the gift of laying on of hands, which in 1975, he was being featured because he he was able to assist his brother in healing from leukemia. Now, in 1975, Reverend Holmes had been doing this work at least 25 years. So he started in the 1950s. And you have to realize this was considered uber quackery at the time.
Totally. Okay?
Totally. So my mom was all over this like butter on bread. My dad, not so much, because my dad was a skeptic. And my mom wanted to bring the Reverend out to Connecticut where we lived. And my dad said, only if the surgeon says so. So it just so happened my parents were in the hospital at the time because my dad was being hospitalized. And so she marched out to the nurse's station and there was the surgeon sitting at the desk writing his notes. And she made an announcement to the surgeon saying, I'm thinking about having a spiritual healer come in to assist in my husband's condition. Would that be okay? The surgeon's writing looked up at her without missing a beat and said, sure, that would be fine. So my mom went back to my dad's room, shared that piece of information. Not 10 minutes went by. My mom came back out to the nurse's station where the same surgeon was sitting and made the announcement to the surgeon that my husband agreed to have the spiritual healer come in. The surgeon dropped what he was doing, looked up at her and said, what are you talking about? I never agreed to that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, of course, my mom didn't share that piece of information with my dad. And a month later, Reverend Holmes came to our home in Connecticut and he was there. And so were my other siblings. I have a brother and two sisters and my both grandmothers, my dad's mom and my mom's mom and Reverend Holmes and my dad. And meeting Reverend Holmes was pretty special because he was a very humble man. Very quiet, but very, you could feel the love and the, in his presence. He had that essence about him.
Yeah.
And
this,
I don't know how
the minister that you're talking about.
Yep. Exactly. And so I don't know how this minister knew this, but my dad had a leg that's shorter than the other, a leg length discrepancy by about an inch or so. My dad was barefoot. He did have lifts in his shoes, but his shoes were nowhere's in sight. So I have no idea how this man knew that my dad's one leg was shorter than the other. And he had my dad sit down. And, you know, as he sat down, he said, raise both your feet. And you could tell that there was a 1-inch gap. And he said to lower it, you know, to my dad, to lower his feet. And he started saying prayers over my father. He touched his belly, the solar plexus, and the top of his head, the crown chakra.
Right.
And about, you know, 3 minutes later, he said to my father, put both your feet up, and they were both the same length.
Wow.
Now, my dad started bawling like a baby, like I'd never witnessed before, because he needed to witness that something was actually happening, because he needed to see, because he couldn't see the physical.
Yeah.
It was a demonstration. For me, my life changed in that moment. I knew it was my mission in my lifetime to go into healthcare and to bridge the gap between the spiritual and the physical and the visible and the invisible.
Wow, incredible story.
A month later, my dad went back to the CAT scanner and they found no evidence of the infection. He never had to have the surgery. He never had to revisit this problem in his lifetime. And he passed away about 12 years ago at the age of 80.
Wow.
So this was a very powerful initiation for me. And this was how I got led onto my journey of what I do. So I've always played on the fringes of woo-woo.
Uh-huh.
And especially in the time and place of where this was considered uber quackery, like I said. And to witness the transformation of this over the last, I would say, 4 to 5 decades has been phenomenal. We're still a ways to go, but back, I think the pivotal point was in the 1990s when the National Institute of Health started looking at complementary and alternative and integrative medicine, which was the gateway to allow what we're seeing now and heading in that direction of energy and frequency and vibration.
Yeah. Well, and I just, you know, you and I were chatting before we hit record, right? That everything is energy in the world. That we, you know, human beings, we're like 95% energy, right?
Right.
And yet, you know, we're energetic beings living a human existence.
True. Very true.
So in your work then, how do you help your clients?
Well, my big thing is just really listening and being fully present with them. Because for me, when they start talking and I'm fully present, it's like if energy was a language, I am very fluent in it. And by hearing, watching them, and just feeling, being fully present with them, a lot of times I'm able to see where the blocks are and offer suggestions and offer possibilities, because I don't do the work for them. I like to teach people how to do that so they could heal themselves.
Uh-huh.
Because they're fully capable of doing that. And people need to realize there's no bypass. You don't take a red pill and it's over. It's like, it's a journey. It's a process. And your life journey is it's not a destination. It's a process.
Yes.
It's like you're continually evolving. And what you know, because there's no such thing as time. We're fully present right here, right now. We have the capability of creating our future, but also healing our past and what we do in this moment. Because everything is happening all at the same time.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So then in helping people develop a better relationship with themselves, let's start first with, why do you think today, in today's world, and I can cite a couple of examples as to why I think this is the case, but why do you think in today's world that people struggle with having the kind of relationship with themselves that they really want?
I feel what happens is that we have been led to believe that our answers are outside of ourselves.
I agree with you.
And they're not. They may bring you temporary happiness, but never lasting.
Yeah, I agree.
And I feel that what happens is that we have been disconnected from ourselves. We are so we have our brain, our heart brain, and our gut brain. Okay.
Yep.
And so, there's three brains. And so the thing is that the most potent brain is actually the heart brain.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
And when we start from heart, we are in our physical body. When we go to brain, we're outside, we're in our head. We're disconnected from our body. And there's a lot of disconnection. People are disconnected from themselves.
People are disconnected from life in general today because people are
They're so distracted. And, you know, I believe social media is a blessing and a curse at the same time. And people who are TikTok people, I call it TikToxic because it's toxic. Yeah. It's not TikTok, it's TikToxic. And it's a distraction. It's an excuse to get you from being with yourself and learning how to have a relationship with ourselves. So let's flash back to like 5 years ago when we started with the whole pandemic.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Celevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is Cellev8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison
Awesome K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Okay, humanity prior to that was on this trajectory of like being doing mobiles, doing, constantly in motion and
right.
In their head, trying to make something happen, being forceful, abuse of power, you know, living in fear, living in the past, living in the future. You know, there's that scarcity, you know, trying to figure something out. In contrast, what happened, the world stopped for basically 2 weeks where nobody was allowed to do anything but be at home. And people were having a hard time with that because, they didn't know how to do anything but that. And it was about creating the possibilities of being and allowing yourself to sit with yourself. And some people just, you know, that scared the bejeebers out of them.
Well, and there was also, for the first time in a long time, there were a lot of people in the world who needed to finally were forced, because that's really what it was. People were forced to take a look at what they were trying to be distracted from, right? At the end of the day.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said, Alison. Because that's what it was. It's like they needed to distract themselves from themselves.
Yeah.
Because they were, you know, being by themselves just would, you know, God forbid if they had to, you know, enjoy their own company, they would totally freak out because that scared them because they didn't have a relationship with themselves.
Yeah.
They didn't know who they were without all of this.
And I do think that even now, my sense is that there are people who are still struggling with that now. Now that we're basically back to normal, if there is such a thing, right?
Yep.
There are people who are, you know, struggling with figuring out what that actually is.
I totally agree with you. And I also feel too that, you know, humanity wakes up in waves. We have people who are awake, people who are awakening, and people who are going to still be asleep. I feel whenever there's a mass, you know, some type of catastrophic event that happens in our world, you know, we're just living through the California fires here up in LA. I'm not directly affected by that, but that's a mass wake-up call for people realizing that, okay, life the way it had been is no longer going to be that way, and it's about having a different experience now. And so I feel that whenever there's like a lot of tragedy or trauma that's happening in the world, these are opportunities where a lot of people come to a realization. It's just like it's their wake-up call. I call it a spiritual awakening where what had been working before is no longer working for them, or they have everything that they need externally, but they're still hollow and empty inside and not happy.
Right. So then let's take a quick look at that before we wrap up then. So how could someone begin to, you know, start to have a positive relationship with themselves? Like walk us through. Give us three or four.
You know, my biggest thing, and I think the biggest gateway to get to that, is start creating a mindful activity for yourself. Okay, let's talk about mindful activity. A mindful activity is something that you do where you lose all sense of time and place. We've all had those moments where you're so wrapped up in a project that hours go by and you think it's, you know, it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That is a definition of a mindful activity. It could be, there's a continuum. It could be as simple as going outside for a walk in nature or sitting in, you know, formal Zen, you know, legs crossed, you know, guided meditation. The key is, Alison, is that everybody has had those things. It's like lean into those type of opportunities because when you lose all sense of time, this is where you are in the present moment.
Yeah, agree.
So, you know, if you love pets, if you love doing jigsaw puzzles, our great-grandparents and grandparents used to do a lot of crafts like knitting and tatting and crocheting. That was a mindful activity, believe it or not. It still is. So I invite people to find something that's going to speak to their soul, and it's going to be so uniquely different to each individual. It's not a one and done or one size fits everybody. We're all so uniquely different. This is where it's about you leaning in and trusting your intuition to where you're being led.
Okay. So like, for lack of a better way to say it, give us a couple of tips. Like, I'm envisioning the people listening who maybe just need something to get started. What would you tell them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes it's about grounding yourself and being, you know, like doing a meditation, like a guided visualization, and just grounding your energy, like pretending that your feet are roots.
Uh-huh.
And they're, you know, just imagine your feet going way deep into the earth and grounding you. Because what happens for many people, when you're in your head, you're not grounded in your body. You need to ground yourself in your body. When you're grounded in your body, you're in the present moment. It's like you're not talking about worrying about yesterday. You're right here, right now. And this is what it's all about, grounding and centering ourselves. So anything that you could do, you know, you could even go online and look for a guided meditation to ground yourself. I have one on my website as well that's free, and you're welcome to that. It's about grounding in the present moment, and we ground in like a couple different dimensions. But you'll notice a difference when you're grounded and anchored in your body versus in your head.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you describe that, because I feel like, you know, there's so many, it's only when we become present that, you know, we can actually I don't want to say just take a look at something. I don't want to make it sound like super clinical. But I think the other thing that's coming up for me as I'm talking to you is that, and what I want to remind people of is not to be judgmental, you know, to show compassion towards yourself and whatever comes up for you when you become present, just let it be there. Let it be there and just get curious and ask questions.
Absolutely. And Allison, I want to circle back. I'm just going to invite people, you know, once you are aware of what's going on, you can make a different choice. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So the thing is, if you're in your mind and all of a sudden you're beating yourself up and you're aware of it, I invite you to take a deep breath and just stop and just focus on the word self-compassion and just repeat it over and over and over. And I'll tell you why. Self-compassion, the vibration and frequency of that word is a lot higher than judging and criticizing.
Yeah.
You could feel it, okay? When you focus just on the vibration of the word and use it as a mantra, it's going to bring whatever is going on with you to a ground zero neutral spot. It does work, and it works that quickly.
Yeah, I love that. And I just think, you know, I mean, I've had other people on here before where we've talked about, you know, show compassion towards yourself, not to be judgmental. It's just something that I think we need to keep saying, because I think the human condition to want to beat up on ourselves.
Well, and you know, we have to remember too that we're creators. So the thing is, it starts with self first. People think that we'll never have peace on earth, but I have news for you. When people start working and taking ownership and changing how they love and appreciate themselves, this is where we're going to have peace on earth.
Yes. Well, and it's also where we're going to have peace within ourselves too.
Absolutely. So valid and important.
Yeah. Love that. Love that. So how can people connect with you?
Well, thank you for asking. They could reach out to me through my website. It's drdoloresfazzino.com. And I also have a podcast and TV and radio show that airs every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time on Inspired Choices Network. And we broadcast out to over 350 different international platforms. So you could find it on your favorite listening site. And, you know, they could reach out to me just by emailing me, Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. But I also want to add one other thing too, because I have a program that a co-partner and myself created called I'm Awake Now What? And it's a membership community that is geared for people who are on their spiritual awakening and maybe have woken up and really feel like they're lost and don't know what their next steps are. So we offer community, healing, resources, and fresh dialogue every week on a live Zoom call on Tuesday nights. So, and for people who are on their journey and don't have, you know, they feel lost, this is actually for them. Because for me, when I was going through my journey decades ago, I felt very lost and didn't know what was going on. And I figure, you know what, I want to make it a little easier for people and support them.
So can people read about this on your website?
Yes, they can. They go to my website and there's a tab that says, I'm awake, now what?
Appropriate title, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love
Agreed.
It. I love it. So your website is where people can connect with you. Thank you so much. And you said, you mentioned too, I just want to, one quick thing, that you had a meditation that you said.
Yes, I do.
Your website too?
Absolutely. And it'll be a pop-up once you get to the website. So just, you know, send your email and we will send you the link to that.
I love
it. It's a 5-minute, and you know, I think the most important thing I want to say to people is that I invite you to play and experiment with things, because unless you have your own experience, somebody else could tell you about it, but you need to make the experience your own and yours.
Yes. I do think that a lot of people in today's world do compare themselves to others. I don't think social media has really helped when it comes to that. As for all the amazing things that it does with connecting us to each other, I think that is a big problem now. And so I don't think that we can talk about what we have said enough and encourage people to have their own experience. I think is super important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you so much for making time to talk with me today. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Allison. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, if you would like to connect with Dr. Dolores, you can connect with her on her website. And that note, you will find that in the show notes, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, that's with 2 Z's, .com. And you can grab that free meditation. You can read about her membership community, I'm Awake Now What? And you know, just read about all of the resources that we've talked about. And that way, if you feel, you know, so called and would like to connect with her, then you can find all that information there. And I just want to say what we've talked about today is so super important. You probably have heard me discuss this with other guests before too, but the relationship that we have with ourselves is not only super important, but we are our own best ally, and we're only our own best ally if we treat ourselves as such. And so I really want to encourage all of you to, you may want to bookmark this episode and go back and listen to it again. And I love the whole idea of play and experiment with things. Allow yourself to be present. Try not to show any judgment towards yourself. I know that's really hard to do. I know I used to be very hard on myself in general. And, you know, I've learned as a result of that, you know, sometimes we don't know what we don't know. But as long as we're learning, then we're never failing. And so I just want to make sure that all of you are always aware of that. And on that note, I just want to say too how thankful and grateful I am for all of you. We've been on the air now 5 years. It'll be 6 years in August, which blows my mind. But I know that I wouldn't be here without so many of you that loyally follow us every week and share and download and subscribe and write us reviews. And I'm just incredibly grateful. I love hearing from all of you. You know, my DMs are always open. So you can connect with me if you like on my site. And my website is www.theallisonk.com. That's with 1 L. And you can just hit the connect button and let me know what you think about what we've talked about today. I'd love to know your takeaways. And if you know someone in your life that feels like needs to hear this episode, please feel free to copy the link to this episode and share it with them as a free gift, or we're happy to do that for you. So again, my website, www.theallisonk.com. Feel free to connect with me if you like, and thank you for all of your support. That's what I got for you on the podcast, you guys, this week. This is the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.